Hey there, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That entertainment-aligned host is Ben Noble.
I don't have an adjective for you, but you're just Brian Dooley.
Just Brian Dooley.
Coming at ya. Brian Dooley.
I'm all right with being just Brian Dooley.
Good.
You all right with being... Well, I guess you're not just Ben Noble. You have lots of superlatives.
Entertainment-aligned Ben Noble.
Yeah, that's what you are today.
I will align entertainment with our podcast.
Excellent. That's now your responsibility.
That weight will rest fully on my shoulders.
Good. How are we going to do the structure of that?
We are going to reach into the ether from which we shall extract a question and then get a tarot deck from your big bookshelf of tarot decks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll make some disparaging comments about it, most likely. Then we will draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they will represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual world guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. And we will give that to the person whose question was asked, and they will follow that advice, and their life will be measurably improved.
All right. And then where does the entertainment come in?
It's just all around us.
We pluck that out of the ether as well? Or does it like coalesce onto us as we're doing these other things?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, yeah.
It's sort of like we're putting out a magnetic field that attracts entertainment, and then it bonds.
I think that's the first time in my life I've ever said the word coalesce.
It was good.
It felt good. I'm going to start overusing it.
Okay.
Okay. Then we do a card of the week after all that coalescing happens.
Yep. And then we do the outro. Very entertaining.
And then you go home.
The most entertaining.
So I guess there's nothing left but to do it, right?
I guess not.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into Queerin's Corner.
Okay. I was thinking about during the music why going home, why it was the most entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And I realized it was because on the way home, I get to listen to podcasts, like good ones.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite podcasts, Ben?
Some of my favorite podcasts. Well, Reply All is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% Invisible is a good one.
Okay.
Although it depends on the topic sometimes.
Oh, really?
I go back and forth.
Interesting.
And then there's other ones. You know, I listen to a lot of political podcasts so I can, you know, be in the know.
Do you listen to other tarot podcasts, Ben?
There are other tarot podcasts.
Good. I was going to feel very betrayed knowing that not only do you not listen to our podcast, but you do listen to other tarot podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Every week. I'm actually a regular guest on some other tarot podcasts.
Nice. What's your favorite other tarot podcast?
These 78 Cards is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, that seems like it would be a good, like, that sounds like a podcast that just enforces the 78 card limit.
Yeah.
That we have set as the proper number of cards.
I don't know that we set that. I think that was sort of set by tradition.
But we have reset it. Like, there's going to be, like, the Rider-Waite system and the Initiatory Golden Dawn system and the Tarot Bros system.
Yeah.
Where we came along after people just went all willy-nilly with how many cards are allowed to be in a deck.
And we're cracking down on that.
And we're like, 78. That's how many cards. And maybe one more fun one if it's got like a cool squirrel or something.
We're sending cease and desist letters out to people that are publishing greater than 78 card decks.
Right. Oh, also you're allowed to have a 73 card deck.
The Ben Noble TM 73 card deck.
Yeah.
Majors only is also, I suppose, permissible.
Only if you're partway done making a deck of cards.
Yeah. It's a majors only on the path to a 78 card deck.
All right. Well, this week we have what I believe is a 78 card deck.
I would hope.
And it is the Greek mythology tarot.
Now, I haven't looked at it yet, but if I remember correctly, this card has maybe nothing to do with Greek mythology.
It says the names. Oh, I also haven't looked at it since we used it last, but I believe it has the names of like Greek story people.
You're right.
Down at the bottom.
It certainly does. It actually has a lot to do with Greek mythology. If Picasso was the person who drew the art for Greek myths.
All right, go on.
I knew there was something weird about this deck.
Sounds like it has promise.
Well, just imagine a piece of art that Picasso did, and then perhaps imagine Narcissus, as Picasso would have drawn him, looking at his reflection in the lake. Or perhaps Pandora's Box in the style of Guernica.
Did Picasso also do Nude Descending Staircase?
Crickets.
I believe Guernica, or is it La Guernica?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's the only Picasso painting that I know the name of.
That is really what this is. And I suppose I should look at the art to see if there's anything here to tie this to the tarot that we know and love. And I would say it's there if you squint.
All right. Well, squinting is something we are good at here.
2 stars.
2 stars for the Greek mythology tarot. How many stars would you give just Greek mythology in general?
4. It's interesting.
Is that against other mythologies or is that just...
Yeah, I mean, I guess that raises a great question of like the baseline.
Yeah, now I'm asking you actually to rank other people's religions. And so I'm going to back off of that.
All right, well,
just a lot.
That'll be the bonus content for all the people who send us some extra money.
Yeah.
There's another podcast that I listen to that's a political podcast. And then whenever they're about to discuss a topic that it's like, we probably shouldn't talk about this topic. The guy always makes a joke that's like, if you send me $10 on Patreon, I'll send you an audio file of me saying the thing that I just shouldn't say.
Ranting about something.
Yeah. So that's what it is. If you send me $10 in the mail, no money orders, cash only in the mail, please, then I'll tell you my ranking of world religions.
That sounds delightful. And once that happens, just know you have to keep it to yourself because once it gets shared, I'm not going to do this podcast anymore. Can you send cash in the mail? Is it illegal or just unwise?
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly unwise. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the legality of it.
For some reason, I thought it was illegal, but then
it could be
like every grandma ever would be in trouble for sending like $5
yeah, that's a good point.
On a card.
But like if it's inside a card, maybe it's okay.
That seems like a nitpicky law for something that no one's ever going to see the inside of unless they have decided to violate the other person's privacy. So I'm going to say it's okay to send cash in the mail. It's just unwise.
Okay.
And that's coming not from the litigation bros, but from the tarot bros.
Yeah. Good point. All right. Well, we haven't even introduced this week's querent or question. We've only talked about the deck.
Well, we haven't introduced this week's querent because we know this week's querent already.
Okay.
They were a querent a while ago. We'll say 5 years ago.
Something like that.
And it's Ikaru from Boca Raton, Florida.
And Ikaru says, how would my life change if I went full vegan? And here's the important part of the question that you really want to listen to get the nuance of it. P.S. You guys are awesome. 3 exclamation points.
So how would my life change if I went full vegan? P.S. You guys are awesome. Well, do you have any pre-advice for that?
Good.
My pre-advice is, yeah, we are. We're really awesome.
That's the litigation bro speaking.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the thing.
Yeah, the full vegan.
All right, full vegan.
Flip.
The first card is Galene.
Sure.
Galena?
Galene?
Galena. Galena.
I like Galene.
Maybe that's a B, a lowercase b.
It's like the Disney logo when you can't really tell that it's a D and it looks like a G.
Yeah.
Could be a D. Galene.
We'll say it's Galene.
All right, Galene, the Four of Cups.
Oh, the Four of Cups. Perfect. That's way better.
And you sort of see some ties to the regular Four of Cups. Here's a woman. She's meditating. She's in the lotus position. There's like a lovely wallpaper in the back of cups. So there you go.
All right. And I think that what this shows, in regards to Igru's question about how would my life change if I went full vegan, in the recent past, you've been in a place where you aren't appreciating, like you take for granted the food that you put into your body. Mm. You're taking yourself for granted and you're taking your nutrition for granted. You're maintaining the status quo by eating whatever it is you've always eaten. And now I think we'll find in the present that's going to start to change, which is you asking this question.
All right. Well, let's go to the quad. Flip.
Let's go to the quad. Hephaestus.
Okay.
Another now, four.
I know
four
Hephaestus.
Of pentacles.
So here's a guy. He is hammering some metal.
Yep. Making a sword, it looks like.
That does look that way, which is ironic given that it's coins.
Hephaestus and Vulcan are the same god, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So the Four of Pentacles is the card where you're, is not this card.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because
you're like holding all your coins.
Yeah. We just had both the Four of Cups and the Four of Pentacles in a recent reading.
Yeah.
So maybe this, I think so, or at least in the same episode. Maybe this is trying to tell one of us something.
Numerologically, though, four is about balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have like four legs of a table or whatever. Things are sturdy. So we have 2 fours.
Right.
But the Four of Pentacles is about not like holding on to your successes and not wanting to like reinvest and not wanting to take a lot of risks.
Or not wanting to squander what you have.
Right.
So if you were taking yourself for granted and you realize that, then maybe now you're moving into a part where you're like, I don't want to take myself for granted anymore. I don't want to waste the life that I have. I don't want to waste the good health that I have. And I want to do something about it.
Oh, I was thinking like Ikaru's asking us this because he's nervous. He doesn't want to give up the meats.
Well, sure. That's the like meat and cheese. Those are the nobody's like, I don't want to go vegan because I'm going to have to give up vegetables.
Because you can still have them.
Yeah, because you can still have vegetables. And vegetables are fun parts of food, but they're not like...
The food?
The exciting thing. Like, you don't go to the ballpark and order a celery.
No.
Hopefully. I don't do either of those things, so...
Go to the ballpark?
I don't go to the ballpark or eat celery.
Celery is just not even really a vegetable.
It's... I don't want to get into it. If you want to hear my rant about celery...
Send him $10 in the mail.
Send Ben $10 cash in the mail.
And we'll get you that audio file.
What was your take on it again?
My take on it... Well, your take was like a positive take of like... Ikaru sees the potential error of his ways and now wants to like not waste his life doing things that he's always done and wants to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
My take was like Ikaru sees the errors of his ways and is like, I don't know if I want to make a change. This could be hard.
Okay. Well... That's the last one we've heard. So
I guess
that's where we're at.
Right.
Okay. Let's see how this all pans out in the future. How would Ikaru's life change if they went full vegan?
Flip.
The Ten of Wands.
Okay. Again.
Atlas.
Here is a guy and he's holding up the world.
Probably the aforementioned Atlas.
Yeah. But what's interesting is the background is like a weird pattern. You know, like if he's holding up the world, that's space.
They should have caught us on our existential episode.
Yeah. All right. That's what we have. The Ten of Wands.
All right. And the Ten of Wands, in most of our lore, is that it's about work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
But here, coming off of the Four of Cups and the Four of Pentacles, what does that mean for Ikaru's life changing?
I feel like it hinges on our interpretation of the Four of Pentacles.
Well, our interpretation is the fear-based interpretation, the one where... I don't want to give up the thing, the comfort of eating meat and the comfort of eating cheese.
And I think that's a good interpretation that we picked because I think it makes this card easier to interpret.
Perfect.
Which is like the Ghost of Christmas Future saying like, you got to eat smarter, not harder. Your life would be better if you went full vegan because otherwise your like health is going to be on a burnout phase.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. Ghost of Christmas Future. It's a warning.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So you need to dash those fears that you have.
You need to put those away.
And really lean into working smarter on getting nutrition into your body.
Yeah, because like then you'll be stronger and able to carry those wands better.
And not to get preachy, it's better for the world.
Send Brian $10 if you want to hear the rest of this rant.
There are lots of... very valid reasons to switch to a plant-based diet. And I think that Atlas here is just one of them.
I did it for a year.
I've done it in the past and
the present.
I'm not strictly plant-based now because I eat dairy.
You're not full vegan?
Right.
I guess I've never gone full vegan because I even still ate eggs.
But like I'll eat vegan things all the time.
Oh yeah, so will I.
Like,
yeah.
There's not many people... who subscribe to
our podcast,
a plant-based lifestyle, feel that they are superior to people who do not subscribe to a plant-based lifestyle.
Listening to this tortured, carefully considered paragraph that you are speaking into the microphone is perhaps the most enjoyable part of this podcast.
Many people who do not subscribe to a plant-based lifestyle feel superior to people who do subscribe to a plant-based lifestyle. That is not to say that one is better than the other, but if someone is like, I could never give up meat, like I need meat too much. If you've ever eaten something that is not entirely comprised of meat, then I think you'll be okay. If you've had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you've eaten something that's vegan and you've liked it. If you've had an Oreo cookie, again, you've eaten something that's vegan and you've liked it. So... just stop. Everybody just stop.
That rant you got for free.
Yeah, that's the type of thing you'll get if you just start sending $10 cash in the mail to Ben's house. That was just a little taste for you. And I can come up with lots of them.
Come up or just recite?
Well, I have manifestos written, just stacks and stacks of manifestos behind my tarot bookshelf.
So if you send a self-addressed, like, large envelope and stamp, Brian will also, for the $10, mail you a manifesto.
Mm-hmm. There's no possible way to do that that would be more eco-friendly.
No, that's the only way.
Well,
thank you,
Ikaru. How would your life change if you went full vegan? It would change for the better.
Yes.
P.S. You guys are awesome. Still correct. Hope that helped.
Especially that last part.
All right. Thanks so much, Ikaru.
We've now come to the part of our show where we do the card of the week.
Oh, yeah. The card of the week. This section of the show has started to be my favorite section of the show.
Really?
Yeah. I think because I get to see the new books and then rate the books.
Okay, so now that you've got a little game to play.
Yeah, like I feel a taste of the power that you must feel just constantly coursing through your veins.
Yes.
And just a little taste of it is enough to make me feel drunk. Well, now I'm going to hand over the Spolia Tarot, which I'm sure will adhere to our size constraints and the number of cards in the deck.
Well, Brian, I can tell you that those two statements were categorically false. This is a deck of 94.
94 tarots?
The extra cards, it says on the box here, it tells you, extra cards include elements and zodiac.
Perfect. Exactly what I need in my storytelling cards.
Yes. I hope we do get one of those.
Despite the wildly incorrect number of cards in this deck, this deck holds a special place in my heart because it was a gift from my co-host Ben Noble.
Now let's get a little bit deeper into that. You've handed me the deck. I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear you've never used it.
I have used it. We've used it on the show.
Okay, but we must, what we did that time, I'm remembering now, because there's so many cards and because they're so thick and because they're so big, we didn't actually shuffle the deck. We just sort of like randomly chose a card.
Yep.
And you clearly have not touched it since then.
But
a precious gift I gave you with 16 extra cards or whatever.
I use hundreds of decks a year, most of them only once or twice.
Now,
and this deck is a difficult deck to use, yet still holds a special place in my heart.
Now, the extra elements and zodiac signs are all on the top, so we could take them off.
Yeah, I forgot actually how pretty this deck was. Like how great the art is in it.
It's very interesting. It has your Rider-Waite stuff more or less, but it's like collage-y,
mm-hmm.
but not in a
it's not like photograph collages.
Yeah. It's very artistic and cool.
Yeah. It's very fantasy art.
And I will give it 4 stars. The problem, of course, is what to do now.
Well, we've learned how to shuffle large decks in the time since
we got this. Because there's no way anyone could shuffle this deck.
No, because the deck is not a standard size either,
correct? It's tall.
Yeah.
It seems very tall.
It's very tall. The cards are thicker than standard cards, and
there's more of them, like significantly
more. About 150,000 extra cards in the deck. However many zodiac signs, letters of the alphabet, and elements there are.
So I feel like now we have to like pause
while we do a magic shuffle.
Yeah, I'm going to do two different shuffles.
Okay. I mean, some people just shuffle by like
that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to like get a good randomization going before you can shuffle that way.
I always want to do a shuffle where it goes exactly back to like the beginning state.
But like if I was reading it at this wedding, like how would I ever shuffle?
Still do this. Okay.
I mean, you can still do that if you want.
Sure.
Because, like, the problem is now, like, the 6 of coins and the 3 of wands, you know, they're here. They're not getting truly mixed in.
Right. It's definitely more shuffled than it has been ever in the past. Which is not a slight on the deck.
Or a lovely gift. A thoughtful gift.
A thoughtful gift that I think of often.
I don't know what to do.
I think we're good.
I'm going to cut it.
All right. Have we said that the card of the week is good for anybody?
We have not.
All right. Well, let's say that the card of the week is for anybody that's listening.
Redeemable for one piece of advice.
Yes.
Per week. One limit, one per customer per week.
Yes. And this advice will shape your week if you allow it to, and you should. That's from the Tarot Bros and the Litigation Bros.
Flip.
What?
The Four of Coins. We're back. We're back. All right. So here we have like a very melancholy sort of like 1600s, 1700s woman. She's dissatisfied with her life, but is protecting her coins. And then the sort of background is like all these weird, like jagged cutouts. I'm interested to see what the book has to say about this.
This book is small but mighty.
Okay.
I love it.
So, 5 stars.
Yes. So first, it's organized in a non-traditional way. It's organized with all the aces together, all the twos together, all the threes together. So first I'll read a little thing about the fours. What do you want your foundations of your life to be? How does how you ground your life affect what comes in and out? These are the questions of the fours. And we had 2 fours in our main reading too, mm-hmm. which is why I wanted to circle around and do that. The Four of Coins, which is the second time we've had that today, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This is the card of financial and material stability. It's good to be stable. It's bad to be so stable that you become paranoid and stingy. It's bad to be Mary Todd Lincoln, sewing her money into her petticoats. It's not great to be the person who values money for its own sake, who's so interested in money that they never spend it because then they won't have it. This can indicate you have your identity or sense of self tied into what it is you have or what you have accomplished. It's an overemphasis on the material world, looking to the external to explain the internal. It's right angles and perpendicular lines. It's closed windows and no air. It's lacking in vibrancy and color, because it's not only an interest in money, it is a fear of change.
5-star book.
Yeah, 5-star book for sure.
Wow. That book may be better than the deck.
And totally backs up what we said earlier.
Yeah, we're both right.
Yeah.
So that's how you know that we're not just making this up.
Because we reference Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the advice this week is like, let it go.
Yeah. Get over it. Stop clinging too tightly to the things that are transient in your life.
Like material possessions,
mm-hmm.
the physical things that aren't helping you.
Eating meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you want another rant about that, just skip backwards about 10 minutes.
All right. So that was cool. The card of the week.
That was good. That was solid. Maybe the best card of the week.
Yeah.
I just want to read that book now.
Here we are, Ben.
In the outro.
In the outro.
The exit ramp to me listening to other podcasts.
Well, to get us started on this exit ramp, I want to say thanks to Ikaru.
Thank you.
Thanks for sending in your question. And just to touch back on really important thing that Ikaru had to say, something P.S. you guys are awesome! 3 exclamation points. It's so well stated.
Yeah, it's just such like a deep universal truth that we can all relate to.
Yeah, but Ben and I are awesome! 3 exclamation points.
Is it us individually or just the show? Us together.
It's us together
doing
for sure,
this show,
because I am nothing by myself. Just when you figment, walk out, oftentimes of I disappear.
You stop existing when I leave.
Oh, that's a different episode.
Okay. Thank you very much to all the lols who tuned in this week. And now a moment of silence for the lols that perhaps Brian lost along the way with that rant. Thank you.
All right. You can find us and send us questions and listen to our episodes at our website, amateurtarot.com.
We have a phone number. You can call it 314-325-6047. There, you can leave a message of your own question.
We have a Twitter, @TarotAmateur, where we post cards of the day, as long as an Instagram, @AmateurTarot, where we post cards of the day.
We have a Facebook page, /AmateurTarot, but more importantly, we have a Facebook group, @group/AmateurTarot, where a lot of fun things and fun memes are posted.
I've got a Twitter, @ZenIronMan, where I sometimes post things about dogs, sometimes about politics, almost always rants about me eating.
And I have a website, imakingallthisup.com, where every week I write a new blog post about helping you pursue your passions and make more time for the things that you care about so you don't end up like Mary Todd Lincoln.
Indeed. I think it's weird whenever we somehow get off of how we deliver the outro to where I have to talk about my Twitter and you have to talk about your website. It's just weird.
I'm comfortable self-promoting.
It's kind of easier on me because every week I'm trying to think of like a way to promote your website that I haven't said before. And I feel like
you've done it probably like 100 different ways.
I've said everything that can be said about your website. And now often I just make up lies.
Yeah, well, it's probably fun for the people that have listened to this podcast 100 times. But like new listeners, they're like, why does that guy post about weird stuff?
Yeah, well, it is I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. So what you're doing is lying.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Go to the next point. Number 8.
Number 8 says, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot. We got to get those algorithms.
Churning.
Yeah. You want to churn up the algorithms so that it brings new listeners to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just kind of scoop. You want to scoop the like little layer of fat off the top and like get to the new stuff that's underneath.
Yeah. Not to say that the current listeners are the layer of fat. It's more like a layer of fat rises up from... Anyway, y'all are awesome, and we need more people like you. So please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And now I want to say thank you to John Belushi. He was in some funny movies. Animal House, one I've seen. The Blues Brothers, one that I have not seen.
Huh.
But it was a question in trivia of what was the name of his character on the movie Blues Brothers. So I'll leave you with that, because I didn't know.
Do you know now?
I don't remember.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.